And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos radio show with Sharon Engel and yours truly, Rick Trader. And check out our website, ccrshow.com. That's ccrshow.com. A lot of great articles, terrific information on there, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. In fact, you have my money back guarantee. And with that, Sharon, we have our next guest with us. Gentleman is a longtime friend of the show. Sharon, make that introduction.
Oh, that's right. Tim Bryce is a longtime friend of the show, and it's my pleasure to introduce Tim. He's a freelance writer residing in Tampa Bay area of Florida, an avid writer and speaker, discussing everything from business to management, politics, morality, to systems and technology in our ever-changing world. In addition to his columns and blog entitled The Bryce is Right, which is read by thousands of people worldwide, Tim has also been published in a wide range of publications from the Washington Times to the Huffington Post. Tim's new book, Before You Vote, Know How Your Government Works, What American Youth Should Know About the Government. Tim, welcome back to the Conservative Commandos radio show.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you, too.
Well, you've written another great article, Who Are the Domestic Terrorists? Now, I gave your article a title to a friend of mine, and she says, well, of course, it's Antifa and Black Lives Matter, right? Right, Tim?
Well, that's really the whole point of the thing. There's two different ways of looking at domestic terrorists. You know, like, we go back long enough that we can remember how, you know, they did the skyjackings and all that kind of stuff back in the 60s and 70s. And yeah, that was considered terrorism, but it got worse with the Middle East. But people just simply, I guess, don't understand what terrorism means, you know. And I had a definition for it, which simply says in there, you know, that, you know, you're trying to do some sort of violent behavior in order to intimidate people for some sort of political or social purpose. And that's really what it's about. So that's very important. Violence has got to be a part of it, and there's got to be intimidation as a part of it of some sort. So, okay, and why is defining terrorism so important? Because if you define terrorism, you can apply the Patriot Act, which a lot of people still don't know about. But the Patriot Act allows the government to spy on you and to go and search and seize your property without a subpoena. So there's all kinds of risky things in there. So now with the January 6th protest, they're now trying to make it out that the Republicans are terrorists. They've got the Democrats have put out a resolution to go on out and investigate all of the extremist type of stuff going on in the country. And this really goes back to President Joe Biden in his inaugural address, and you know, he said, you know, he was addressing the phenomenon. He says, and now that we have a rise in political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat. Well, of course, you know, you got people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I can do that with my best accent possible. And they're all saying, yeah, it's white supremacy. Well, AOC came flat out and said all of the Republicans in the House are really white supremacists. That is a fact. They've got their quoted as saying that. They're white supremacists. So when they start talking about white supremacy, they're not talking about the KKK. They're talking about the Republican Party. In fact, that's come right to the front. They're being very upfront about it, saying, we want to take down the Republicans on all of this. So, you know, are the Republicans really trying to apply violence and use it, you know, to push their agenda out there? I don't think so. What about people like Antifa and Black Lives Matter? Of course, like you said, Sharon, you know, these are the people out there that are burning the cities from last I saw, attacking people and so on. And they're all Democrats. And yet, the Democrats, they're just having fun. You know, they're just blowing off steam. Give me a break, you know. So this is really what this is all about. What is your definition of a terrorist? I mean, what's your perspective on it? A Democrat will say, yeah, it's a Republican. A Republican will say, yeah, it's Antifa and the Black Lives Matter. And I think they have demonstrable evidence to show that these guys really do want to rip up and destroy the country. So I wanted to just bring that up to the forefront, because this is getting scary now. If they go on out and define all of the Trump people as terrorists, you're going to see a pushback like you've never seen before.
Well, it feels that way already to me, Tim. You know, when she asked that question, right? And I said, I think you're wrong. I think it's us. I think they're wanting us to be the domestic terrorists. And she says, well, what do you mean by us? You mean Christians? And I said, I think so. I think that we should stand by for the persecution that looks like it's going to intensify here. And it doesn't seem to be limited to the Republican Party. It seems to be anyone who tells the truth. We're seeing the censorship that is just stunning. And yet they seem to think it's business as usual, not the First Amendment.
Well, and you're seeing it also in the impeachment 2.0. Now, I haven't been able to see much of it today, but the thing about it, they have no credible evidence that Trump encouraged people to go on. I heard about the charade that they did, you know, trying to say, taking clips and cutting it all together, you know, and trying to say that Trump is leading the charge to go attack the Capitol. I know that's all nonsense. It's unconstitutional, and they don't have the votes to do this. So why are they wanting to go on and perpetuate this madness? Hasn't the Senate got better things to do? Then I just saw a CBS poll that came on up, and they say 56% of Americans believe Trump is guilty and should be impeached. And, of course, this is CBS, and, you know, I mean, what do you expect from CBS? But I mean, it's scary what these guys are really playing the strings of people and trying to get their way, and it's going to be a very down and dirty process over the next 4 years. And I would hate to see bloodshed. I think it's entirely possible we can go to civil war. I mean, we've talked about it for years and years, right? But I think the Democrats are simply out of control at this point, and they're going to try and push their agenda, eliminate our freedoms, because they want to do submission. They want to, you know, get people out there. Submission's another word for slavery, as far as I'm concerned. And they're going to go after conservative commandos. They're going to go after conservative radio shows and television shows and things like that.
Well, I gave them your address. To get rid of them. Tim, I gave them your address to come after conservative commandos. I gave them your address down in Florida. They can find me there at Tim's house.
I get things, certain things censored already on, you know, like Facebook and whatever, which doesn't surprise me a bit. But when is this nonsense going to stop? Whatever happened to free speech? They don't want that. They want submission.
It's frightening in a lot of ways, Tim, as you point out. You know, I think one of the first articles I read after Biden's inauguration was that they were looking at charging right-wing folks with sedition. Yep. And what is what's the definition? And what does sedition mean when they come after you?
Well, they use the old Joseph Goebbels routine. You know, they just say things over and over and over again until people believe it, and they think that's the gospel out there. I'm just amazed on how sheepish the American public acts. They don't think for themselves anymore. They just go on automatic. They have these knee-jerk reactions because the media is programming them that way. And it's very sad. It's very sad.
Well, and it's frightening, as you said, in a lot of ways, because the enemy now seems to be us. And yeah. I think that we never did believe that we would be a target in this whole thing. But now it's becoming more and more clear that they're not just aiming at the House. And, you know, I'm reminded when you said, don't they have anything better to do in Congress than an impeachment? And I'm reminded of what Mark Twain said about the Nevada legislature. He said, when the legislature's in session, the people suffer. And so maybe an impeachment's a good place to localize or put their efforts at. You know, at least we know that I don't think it stands, no matter what they do. You can't impeach a president that's not a president.
Well, you know, the point of the article is it's saying that terrorism, this domestic terrorism, is a two-edged sword. And you got people like Maxine Waters, who made that comment, if you recall, a long time ago. It said, let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that Trump cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them. And they said, oh, well, she was just having fun or whatever like that. Think about it. If you read what Trump said at the protest, that's nothing compared to what she just said in that. But that's okay. That's okay. You know, she was just having fun.
Just having fun. And so are we here at Conservative Commandos Radio Show with our guest, Tim Price of the Brices, right? We've been talking with him about his latest article, Who Are the Domestic Terrorists? We've also asked him to come on and show us his book, which is Before You Vote, Know How Your Government Works, What American Youth Should Know About the Government. I'm Sharon Engel, here with my co-host, Rick Trader. We are coming to you from the Conservative Commandos Radio Network studios and around the world on the internet with TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, NetTalk America, and AMFM 24/7. We'll be right back to continue this conversation.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show. We share an angle, and yours truly, Rick Trader. And, you know, I love to give shout-outs. Shout-outs to people who listen to us on radio stations in Jacksonville, Tampa, The Villages, Florida, Las Vegas, Reno, and Sparks in Nevada, Macon, Georgia, Lancaster and Pittsburgh, Boulder and Colorado Springs, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Long Beach, California, also Arlington, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., and seen on the AUN television network in San Francisco, Sacramento, San Jose, Silicon Valley, Wine Country, very soon in Carson City and Reno, and also right now we are in Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to say hello to all of our audiences. Tim Brice is our guest. He's a freelance writer and the creator of The Brices, right? Gee, I wonder where he got that from. And we're discussing an article that Tim wrote, Who Are the Domestic Terrorists? Tim, I think the problem here that we have is education or lack thereof of education. And also the lack of teaching the real history, not this revisionist history. Tim, hold that book up one more time. And this is what people need to do. They need to know their government, and they don't. And they need to know their history, and they don't. And Tim, you pointed out in your article how the KKK and Jim Crow laws and segregation, lynching, that was all created by what? The Democrat Party. But the Democrat Party is seen to be oh so altruistic and oh so accepting and also loving and inclusive, unless you don't agree with them. And, you know, Tim, when you talk about are we heading into a civil war? Well, since Joe Biden has ascended into the White House, background checks, there were 4.5 million background checks for gun sales since Biden has got into the White House. 4.5 million. People are afraid. And I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that this fever in Washington to classify us as domestic terrorists are going to lead to actions like Waco and Ruby Ridge when they come after our Second Amendment rights. I'm very concerned about that, Tim. You know, I remember Waco. And when I heard about Waco, I broke out in tears. I could not believe. You know, when you hear about the Chinese government shooting their people or the Soviet Union shooting the people, well, that's there. But this happened here. Our people, our government attacked these people in Waco, in Ruby Ridge. And I'm not saying that they were right, When I mean by right, I mean the people in Waco, the people in Ruby Ridge. I don't know that they were right, but they could have put a fence around it. Okay? They went in with tanks, tear gas, bombs, and killed those people. And Sharon, Tim, I'm afraid we're going to see more of that. I can't believe the United States, any soldier, member, police officer, member of the FBI would fire on American citizens, but we have.
Let's talk a little bit about the state of the political parties. I think what you have in the Democrats is really denial. Yes, you have the far left in there, but the old moderate Democrats are still in the party, and they do not believe that the party has changed over the years and is a very liberal, progressive party now. They just simply deny it. And I've gotten into lots of arguments with lots of editors, writers about this, old friends, other talking heads about this. They said, oh, no, Tim, that's not where the Democrats are going. The Democrats are not going. They're there. They are all the way over there, and they're blindly following their people, whereas the Republicans are challenging things. That's why Trump came to power to begin with, is because people said, we've had enough. It's tired of this nonsense that's going on in here. We've got all kinds of problems right now with the Republicans leaving the party. Over in Hillsborough County alone, which is over by Tampa, over 2,000 people have already left the party over there, and over 2,000 down here.
Where are they going, Tim?
They're becoming independents. They would like to find a party, but they know there is no such party out there.
Yeah.
All it is they're sick to death of the Republicans, that they have no integrity and they're not hardball playing and so on. And you see it in the clubs. Mm-hmm. You see it in the county politics and so on. And they don't get it. They simply don't get it. They don't want to get it. They are really rhino Republicans that are running down at the grassroots level down there in all these clubs.
Tim, in your article, you write here, and you and Sharon talked about it. Democrats have introduced a resolution to review domestic terrorist threats by extremist groups. Now, what's an extremist group? Whatever they say it is.
That's exactly right.
Extremist group.
And they go on to say, yes, it's the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And the Republicans are sitting back sucking
their thumb. Or anybody who was a Trump supporter. Or anybody who believed in what Donald Trump believes in. We are the extremists.
Right.
We are the radicals. But what they've done, they don't want to talk about what they've done. They have made the abnormal the normal. And what I mean by that was, well, let's look at homosexuality. That's taking the abnormal and making it the normal. Yeah. And anybody who disagrees with how these people live their life, well, they're the haters. They're the homophobes. If you say you're glad that Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, you are a racist. And yesterday, here on the Conservative Commandos, George Landreth and I, we went through a list of tweets how racist Tom Brady was because he won the Super Bowl against another team that had a half-black quarterback. Yeah. And how dare Tom Brady win a Super Bowl and be named MVP during Black History Month? And if you're glad that Tom, seriously, Tim, these are tweets that people are putting out. And if you were a Tampa Bay supporter, you're a racist. That's your home team they're talking about, Tim.
See, and this is why I can't figure out why we closed all those mental hospitals years ago, you know. Those people should be locked up, you know. They got better things to do. No, it's really kind of scary out there. By the way, I was on another show out in Washington State last week, and they were asking me, what do you think about going to happen in the Super Bowl? And I said, number one, Brady has been a tonic down here. I didn't think much of Tom Brady to begin with. I know his record with, the New England Patriots. But, you know, last year we had a team that was basically a bunch of thugs. He changed the culture down here just through simple leadership. He taught them discipline. He taught him teamwork, and he taught him the love of the game. And one guy can have that kind of input and change the culture. Hey, more power to him.
One guy.
Yeah.
One guy, Donald Trump, changed the culture of the country. So, Tim, you are right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what leadership is. And I think this whole thing of this impeachment, my gosh, Tim, how many video cameras recorded what Donald Trump said on January 6th? How many? 10,000? Show me one bit of evidence.
Just read his script.
You don't have to read. Dummies like me that can't read don't have to read. Hey. You just listen to what the man said.
Again, I've known quite a few people who've gone to this thing, and they're absolutely amazed that it's gone this far, this impeachment on that. He says he did nothing out there but encourage us to be better people. He says we were all having a great time. All of this death and destruction that they keep painting, a lot of it's manufactured. And it's manufactured by some people walking in there who shouldn't have been there to begin with, you know? Young people.
Tim, I got a question.
But there's no investigation. Where's the investigation?
How did anything Donald Trump said that day, the morning of January 6th, how did anything he say motivate two bombs to be placed 12 hours before the event? I mean, explain that to me.
Yeah.
And when you look at those crowds of thugs breaking into the Capitol. Tim, I've seen that before. I've seen that exact same thing before at Antifa and at Black Lives Matter rallies. Our side don't push back on the cops. We've all seen the video of the people pushing back on the cops. That was not our people, Tim Bryce.
Well, also, you saw people trying to break into the Capitol building, but they didn't show that there were people out there trying to push these people back, get them away from those front doors. And that's conveniently overlooked. You know, the Trump people were just saying, no, 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 don't do this, don't do this. They got shoved out of the way.
Tim Bryce, the Bryce is right. Tim, let's see that book again.
One more time. Next week, I got a nice article coming out, which I'm sure you're going to like out there, Rick. I'm going to be
talking. Well, I'm sure we're going to have you back on. Hold that book up, Tim. Before you vote, know how your government works. People, buy this for yourself. Buy this for your kids. Buy a copy for your kid's teacher.
It's $5. It's cheap. $5. Cheap. I kept it cheap deliberately so the young people would get it.
Tim Bryce, how can people get that book? Follow your writings.
They can go right on into timbryce.com. Look for my book section. Can't help but find it. You just look me up on Tim Bryce. Do books on Amazon. I'm everywhere. I mean, it's hard to get away from me, you know?
And the Bryce is right?
Right. The Bryce is right is timbryce.com. B-R-Y-C-E.
Tim Bryce, thank you so much for joining us.
Keep the faith, my friends.
Take care and God bless.